Weekend with Maslow, Part 1, from the Abraham Maslow Audio Collection. Copyright 2009 by the Estate of Abraham Maslow, all rights reserved. This recording was made in January 1966 at the Esalen Institute in Big Sur, California. Note that short gaps exist in this program as a result of tape changes conducted by hand during the event. Recordings from the Maslow Audio Collection are available from abrahammaslow.com.
This is January 7th, 1966, the Abraham Maslow Seminar, Session 1.
This place is that this is to be a kind of a happening, and I have no plans for anything. I had thought as I sat here that I might tell you a little about the conversations that we had as we drove down from San Francisco, and perhaps you'd be interested maybe in picking up on one of those topics. We spoke about, one thing was about the theory of revolution. I think I was sort of sermonizing a little about the what was involved in the relationship between the individual self-fulfillment and the person seeking his own destiny, his own following his own star, and becoming as tall as he himself could on the one hand, and then all the social things on the other, what's the relationship between social movements and this self-actualization. We talked a little about that. It seems to me terribly important that we root out of ourselves the causalistic kind of thinking that the linear, causal, Newtonian kind of thinking, which is very deep in our bones for all of us in Western civilization. And we were talking about this. Now, it leads to, if you correct this, then it leads to a holistic theory of social revolution, which ties in with the seeking of self-actualization is not incompatible with social improvement, but they have to go together. And that was one thing we sort of batted around a little bit. Then another was, I keep pushing at Mike here particularly, and I think I'll pass it on. I think it's a good idea. I push you, too. I was suggesting that it's such a good idea for thoughtful people, and I assume everybody here is, just by virtue of being here and of having come a long way, to keep a journal. And I was, that's where you think, you talk to yourself, or you think things out. And it seems to me to be very, very helpful. And I've kept it through the years. It serves various functions, and it could serve particular different functions, perhaps, for another person. Well, Mike thought, when I was telling him that, when I plucked out the journal, we got into a discussion about self-actualization, and I got sort of impatient with the misreading of the concept to make it just a concept, you know, just a kind of a word, and I was trying to say, but it has concrete meaning, and this concrete meaning I thought was lost in to many of the, I hadn't made it clear in my writing, and I thought nobody else had either. So I was trying to write in my journal to collect whenever I could the instances of the concrete meaning of self-actualizing. What do you do at any one choice point? What happens from 3 to 4 o'clock? You know, and how would it be? What difference does it make? And so I brought my journal along. He thought this might be of interest.